the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and today we are going to dive into goals and why some people hit them and some people don't. And a couple of things that have happened in my life recently that were like huge eye-openers to why some people just struggle with goal setting and hitting the goals that they say they want. This was like a 2x4 hitting me over the head when this happened. And I want to share this with you so that you don't make the same mistake. Before we dive into today's show, though, I do want to mention to you that I do have the Vision Board Creating and Goal Crushing course coming up soon. And I'll have all the details very shortly, and including how you can get in on a live Zoom session about goal crushing and or Facebook group. Haven't figured that out yet, but I will let you know. So if you want all the details, make sure you get on my email list. The link will be down below, or make sure you're a member of the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Facebook community, because I'll be sharing all the details once I have them finalized in that group. So you'll be the first to know. In the meanwhile, I'm wondering, have you started setting goals yet for 2021? Have you been thinking about what you want to achieve? Because I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like a lot of the things I set out to do in 2020 definitely did not come to fruition. Some actually like the opposite. Like if you know, I had a goal to lose some weight and get in shape. That definitely did not happen. I think I definitely am part of that COVID-19 that gained weight this year. But moving forward, I love the turnover of the new year, but I also love getting prepared for it right now in December. I don't like to wait until the new year rings to set my new goals. I want to start thinking about them now so that I can kickstart them in January. And one of the things that happened recently that I wanted to share was I realized why sometimes people, they set goals and they just never seem to hit them. Like maybe you have some people in your life that you work with that, you know, you seem to be able to hit a lot of the goals you set for yourself, but they just struggle with it. And you always wonder why. Or maybe it's you. Maybe you're that person that just never seems to hit the goals you set for yourself and you wonder why. And here's what I realized is if you set a goal and you don't want it bad enough that if you don't reach it, you are going to be pissed off. Yeah, excuse my French, but pissed off that you didn't reach the goal. You might as well not even try for it. Like, I'm just putting it out there, guys, because that's just the way it is. Your goals have to be so important to you, and you have to want it so bad that if you don't reach it in the time frame you set for yourself, you're ticked off. You're upset. Now, we don't want to stay in that pity party zone, but I always say allow yourself 24 hours to be mad, to be upset, to cry, to stay in bed and eat bonbons, whatever it is. Then we want to pick ourselves back up, adjust, readjust the goal, reevaluate what we need to change, maybe just extend the date, the deadline to hit the goal, whatever it is. But it has to be that important to us that we are mad that we didn't hit it. And not mad at anybody else, not mad at the world, just mad at ourselves and the circumstances. That's all. Then, like I said, you overcome it, you have your pity party and move on. And when I just realized this recently because I was working with a group of women and most of them said when they were asked about their goals, they were asked the question, how are you going to feel when you don't hit your goal? 4 out of the 5 said something to the, you know, something along the lines of, I'll be okay if I knew I did my best. And I'm sorry, if that's the attitude you have about your goals, you are not going to reach them because you're already letting yourself off the hook before you even start. So I want you to really evaluate what's your attitude when you set a goal for yourself, that goal that you really, really want, because sometimes we set goals like, you know, I always have the goal, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. But the reality is, it's not that important to me. And yeah, I'm going to have the glass of wine. I'm going to eat my Dove chocolate. I'm going to do all the things I know I shouldn't be doing if I really want to lose 10 pounds, because it's not that important to me. It's a nice thing, but it doesn't really matter that much to me. Now, if my health was on the line and I knew I was destined to have a heart attack if I didn't lose those 10 pounds, then yes, I'm going to work my butt off to lose those 10 pounds. But if it's just vanity, not going to be that important. So do you see the difference? Like, your goals have to be so ingrained in you and so important that, again, you are just going to be mad if you don't hit the goal. So while you're setting goals, think about that. What is it that you want so bad and you're willing to work for and to do your best that if you don't hit it, it's going to make an impact on how you feel? You're not going to let yourself off the hook that, I tried good enough, because it's not good enough for most of our really life-changing goals. I want to also remind you a couple of things as you're setting your goals. I think most of us have heard about having SMART goals, which are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. And I'll dive deeper into that in the Goals Crushing course. But I want to also bring to you something I just read about that I thought was really interesting, and it kind of ties in well to what I was talking about of being mad if you don't hit your goals. And that's creating hard goals, H-A-R-D, hard goals. And I read about this in the January Success Magazine, which, by the way, if you're not subscribing to that, I highly recommend it. I love Success Magazine. It only comes out like 6 times a year. But it's one of my favorite things. Quick, short, easy reads, always inspiring, always great things to learn. So anyway, there's my plugs for Success Magazine. So anyway, in the January-February 2021 edition, there's an article in there about setting hard goals. And it really piqued my interest. I've never heard of this. And it comes from a book by Mark Murphy, which is titled Hard Goals, The Secret to Getting from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be. And a hard goal, the H stands for heartfelt. And he said you have to have an existential, which I have a hard time saying that word, existential obsession with your goal. The A is animated. Vision of achieving your goal motivates you. The R stands for required. Your goal is so urgent, you have no choice but to pursue it. D, it's difficult. The challenge fulfills you at every stage. And that's what I'm talking about. When you have those hard goals, like Mark Murphy says, that it's required that you hit the goal, that it's so urgent, you have no choice but to pursue it. If that's how you go into setting a goal, and it's an obsession you have, don't you think if you don't reach it, you're going to be upset? And you will work so much harder for that goal than you will for that goal that, like, I'll be okay if I don't reach it. So really dig deep into what it is you want and what are you willing to work for. The other thing I love about the hard goal is it's difficult, because if it's easy, we're not going to work as hard for it. The goals have to be attainable. They have to be achievable. They have to be relevant, like we learned in SMART goals. But they have to be difficult enough that it challenges us along the way. Because when we're being challenged, that just, it's more life-fulfilling. It's more exciting to have something that's just challenging you a little bit to get you out of your comfort zone. Something that it's a new skill set you have to learn. It's something that's just going to motivate you to, like, be better. So think about that again, too, as you're setting your goals. That are they SMART? And we'll dive deeper into that and in the goal setting course. And are they hard? And I don't know about you, but I'm going to go grab that book on Amazon today. So again, the book is Hard Goals, The Secret to Getting from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be by Mark Murphy. But I hope this helps you as we are entering the final month of 2020, this most amazing, crazy year. And we launch into a new year that hopefully will be full of blessings, full of goal crushing for most of us, and that you will set some goals that mean a lot to you. And I do want to remind you, as you are wrapping up 2020, I do have some really great coaching rates. So if you need to kind of dive deeper into what are my goals, I don't even know how to set a goal, and you just want to talk that through, grab a coaching session with me. And whether we do one session, three sessions, or I have an 8-package going on right now, it's some really, really great rates. We can dive deeper into that and help you set some realistic but hard goals that will motivate you to want to achieve them this year. The other thing I do want to mention, if starting your own business is on your goal list for 2021, maybe it was for 2020, you just didn't get around to it, I have a new course that I'm working on, and it's going to be for you. It's for that woman who wants to start a new business in 2021. And it's called the Smooth Selling Academy for Women. And it's specifically geared for the midlifer who's ready to launch from a career into her calling and create that business she's been dreaming about that will give her that freedom-filled life. So if that's you, again, just shoot me an email. It's in the works right now, so it's not out there to purchase, but you can get the details when it is launched into the world. So anyway, have a blessed day. I hope this helps you. As always, I would love to hear from you. What were the ahas that you got out of here? Have you ever heard of hard goals? And what are your goals you're going to set for yourself this year? I'd love to hear from them. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook. I can hang out more on Facebook at Sherry Miter. The details are in the show notes, and we'll talk to you soon.